You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
For years, I've always been a fan of some of the developments out of the Castle Lite brand. They've unlocked a number of things over the years, and they seem to be very good at unlocking things. This time around, we are unlocking Live Golf South Africa. That'll be taking place in March of next year. I'm joined on the line by the brand director at Castle Lite, Colleen Duvenacher, to take a look at this and see what it's all about. Colleen, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. It seems there's no limit to what Castle Lite is willing to unlock and what you're willing to bring to South Africa. Congratulations on the partnership. Tell us about what this means for Castle Lite and for Live Golf.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks for having me. Super exciting partnership, really. I mean, as you say, Castle Lite has brought South Africa many experiences over the years, and fans know what to expect from the brand, specifically in the music space, as well as the sporting space. And this is a super exciting partnership for us. I suppose what Live is to golf is what Castle Lite is to beer. Really fan-centric, all about innovation, and I suppose democratizing the game of golf. So a very exciting space for Castle Lite to be in.
Colleen, let's take a look at the actual event and what will be taking place. Castle Lite, historically, with other events that you have been involved in and you've championed, have always focused on kind of bringing a unique spin or a unique flavor from a brand perspective to an event. This time around, partnering with a brand that already has its own kind of unique presence, how are you guys planning on leveraging that so that you can showcase the best?
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. It's a perfect partnership where the two entities both have the fans at the heart of what we're trying to achieve here. So I think for Castle Lite, if you know like the Live Golf platform, we are there at the party hall. We are there at the entertainment moments, bringing the best in the business, both locally and internationally, in terms of artists, activations, experiences, to this platform in March.
Colleen, over the years, Castle and in general the SAB family have been very deliberate around some of the partnerships where it relates to sporting events. It's no secret that in South Africa, sport unites people more than it divides them, except of course if you're referring to the Soweto Derby, that's still up for contention. But how does that then start to filter into this kind of event? I mean, Live Golf is an international event, and to now be able to bring that into a South African market and to be able to showcase what sport means for South Africans, this seems like a match made in heaven for SAB.
Yes, I agree. I think SAB has got a long-standing commitment to the development of sport for over 130 years this year. And I think what's so special, and I think our commitment to the fans, is that our ambition is to make this the best Live Golf tournament that the world has ever seen. It's the first time it's on the continent, and I think it's such an incredible opportunity for SAB and Live Golf to showcase that South Africa is actually the best in hosting this type of world-class experience.
Well, we know we're the best in sport. 2025 has certainly proven that to the world across many, many sporting codes. Colleen, are there any surprises planned? I know you always have something up your sleeve as a team. I know you don't want to give too much away, but perhaps by March next year, people will have forgotten this conversation and we might need to remind them. But what have you guys got planned?
Yeah, as I said, Jimmy, we have got some of the world's best performers coming to this. I can't give away names, but they really are the best in local and international. And the idea is to take it beyond just Dane City at the March event and to take it to more fans, as more as we can. So there will be viewing parties, there will be experiences across the country where you can be a part of the action, even if you're not at the actual event itself.
Colleen, obviously from a brand perspective and from a company perspective, the SAB family has always taken pride in being able to offer these events responsibly and be partners at a responsible level. Take me through just some of the responsible elements of this particular tournament and what you've done to just safeguard South Africans from your side.
Sure. Well, obviously, there are many issues that we face, and this is a great platform where we encourage responsible drinking. So, of course, there will be things like the party hall and the experiences, but our role as Castlight and as SAB is to deliver on the responsible drinking messaging. So, e-hailing, park and ride facilities, all of those happen. And I think for me, Jimmy, this goes beyond just the product. And I think the focus of this experience is the sociability that something like this brings. And it's all about focusing on moments that are shared with friends that can create lasting memories. It brings people together in social occasions where they can kick back and enjoy new experiences. And we really do encourage all of our consumers, all of the fans, to do that responsibly.
The team at Castlelight and SAB have assured us that they will be delivering a Live Golf South Africa experience like none other, as this is the first time this takes place on the African continent. And if anyone knows anything about South Africans, the last thing you want to do is threaten them with a good time, especially in the month of December. We're going to leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the brand director at Castlelight, Colleen Dovenacher, for joining us to take a look at Live Golf South Africa, the tournament that will be taking place early in 2026. And Castlelight's involvement in it.
This interview was brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
Commitment is not just brewing beer, it's brewing hope, it's brewing dreams,
it's brewing a legacy. For over a century, believing in something bigger, commitment is brewing a promise to step up when the nation calls, to brew moments that matter, that bring us together. For you, for the next generation, for 130 years and forever. SAB, forever committed to a future with more cheers.
South Africa, be sharp, not for persons under the age of 18.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.